Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022. But for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium.
Episode 24?
Yeah. Episode 24, Musings of a Tea-Drinking Woman. Now, do you get the title reference?
You mentioned it before, but...
Oh, okay. So it's off of a... and I think this was one... Again, the titles came afterwards once I'd written all these episodes. And it was one I realized I really needed to. So there's a famous X-Files episode. So there's Cancer Man or Cigarette Smoking Man, who's the guy behind in the FBI who kind of messes with Mulder all the time and is controlling everything on and knows about all the aliens and all this stuff and is involved in everything. Kind of the Bannon of of it all, because he knows what's going on. And there's one episode where he kind of does a lot of confessional stuff of where you get to see the behind the scenes of what happened with JFK, with aliens, with a lot of this stuff. And it's called Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man. So I know I was very happy to come up with the title for this episode that worked, and I hope some of the listeners got it. And this was, I did know this was kind of going to be an earlier title for the episode, because I knew this is where we were starting to get some big reveal stuff or some big answers told of what the point of Ostium was, what the goal was with the Ostium network. And also where Monica and Steve came into it, what they were doing with their lives, how it led up to that. But also building up, playing on the mythology surrounding the Ostium network, that it's something... Again, much like Tannis, Limetown, Night Vale, where others have heard of it, you know, referenced here and there, and it's almost like a legend at this point. But, you know, legends are born out of a moment of truth, right? A piece of evidence. And then so as they're coming to recruit her, it was to show some of the power that the Ostium Network does have, that it's not just a small company or a biggish company. It's really something beyond anything terrestrial or earthly with its abilities and what it can do. And again, being from the future and things like that, you can kind of expect that. So I got to have fun with playing with a lot of, like, making it a real sci-fi thing with the advanced technology and the different things used. I had fun, like, I messed with her voice for that voicemail to make it all weird. we get to meet Jean for the first time with the AI. So again, it was another chance for me to pull in a new character for Ostium. So, and this was helping each of these episodes through the season give them more dimension to it, because it wasn't, again, just Monica on her own talking all the time. You got to have other new characters we hadn't met before actually be revealed and learn who they were and actually hear them talk. So it was fun having a new character. This is a voice actor who has worked on Station to Station. And I don't know if she's done anything else. She's the main character on that. And I need to look. Emily Wong, her name is. And I really liked with how she really seemed to get the character when I gave her the lines. Of just really breathing life into it. And just, you know, one of those things where just like, well, this is perfect. This fits just right. And this is what I want Zhang to be. And showing that the Ostium network has this power in making an AI that is a fully functioning living, looking human being that was working with, you know, with Monica, with Steve, knowing what they wanted to order at the cafe. And just to give Monica's history of what was going on, we go into her history of with her family and what went through her. There was tragedy in her family, much as it was with Jake. And how she was able to get to where she was in life with different things, and that she hadn't had a normal, not that anyone necessarily has a normal life, but for her, you know, there'd been tragedy, but also different choices that she'd made that had led her to be a good person, I feel like. And again, helping to make her a character that the listeners could enjoy and like and respect. What was I making a mention here? I did want to say, I'm just trying to remember if I mentioned in this one. Yeah, I probably did with Steve's story too, with his interview with Zhang, I think. Did I put that in here too? Do you remember?
I don't know that we hear that.
Okay. I don't know if we, or does she talk about it?
And Monica may mention it. She does talk about Steve's origin, her past, and how she was contacted. And then she relays that
Steve is part of the.
Was also contacted. Yeah.
I could have a little drop in there reference to where Steve met Zhang was at a patisserie in Paris, which is Du Magot, which is from a little nod to a Miele project for their amazing hot chocolate that they have. So I love to do that. and then the place I looked up for her in Berlin is a real place. I Google searched it and did a little research. I did with when I was explaining Monica's life and her getting her degree, have a little mention about the post office where she has to wait to get the acceptance letter from this one college, just to make it a little weird and fun. Because it's the future where you get everything by email or get it on your screen, on your eyes or whatever. And this was one thing where you had to get a little letter to prove it. And then getting her full story of what she did in life and then how she found Steve, the big choice she made in there and choosing to adopt him and kind of start both of them together as a family on their new life, settling down more and then leading up to the Austin network, eventually getting in contact with them. And then you're kind of understanding why the network would be interested in them because of their unique setup, but also because of their career choices and what they'd done to become such unusual and kind of powerful people in the choices they'd made in their lives.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I did have kind of fun with the baby sounds. I felt like I had a lot, because at this point we hadn't used much sound effects at all. It'd been pretty minor. And again, we got the music. So it felt like little bits throughout the season, I could do little bits of sound effects to really drive home a point. And I felt like it worked really well with the baby sound. Obviously, as a parent, I was pulling from the past memories. We also meet as they eventually take the boat to get to the Austin Network in that most unique way. We meet another character in Wayne, who is voiced by Taryn Merlo. And little at that point did I know he would become the one half of our two sound guys we have who now make Ostium and Cersei and a lot of other shows and possibly Manifestations too, right?
Yep, I've been talking. They set up a file on the server.
Mm-hmm. That's a good sign. So little did I know, it was just Mike as a fan, and then we wanted a line, and I think he'd done something else already. He'd done one of the Austin files maybe or something like that, and so I wanted someone else, and he recommended Taryn, and so he did his one little line, but We were chatting just the other day of saying maybe Wayne needs to become a bigger character at some point. The guy who piloted the fancy boat. And so then you really do see, too, of how the boat gets to the Ostia network through this strange method and has to have all this like security and protection. And then it ends with the kind of cliffhanger-ish surprise of the island of Gibraltar, which we all know is not a real thing. I will talk more about that in the next episode.
Yeah, the fog that the ship goes through kind of made me think about, we've seen Jake go through doors. You open the door and you step into a new time and place. But this is a boat, an entire boat, so it's not going through a doorway.
Right.
It's like all of reality around the boat is changing. So it was just making me think about what would someone see as they were traveling through time. And I'm like, fog kind of makes sense. It would be something where you couldn't perceive what was going on, because if you're traveling through time, there's a lot of things going on in those seconds in between there. So it would be just a blur.
And obviously you think of, obviously of Star Trek, DS9 and stuff like that, going through wormholes and things like that, or even, you know, Doctor Who, stuff like that too, where everyone has their own opinion of what it might be like.
Right. And the boat wasn't just moving through time. It was going to, like you mentioned, the island where the Ostia network's at, which is outside of time.
Right, exactly. And also you'd kind of seen, you'd seen Jake already kind of play around a little bit where he was able to make doors happen that you can, it broke the construct of you have to have the door and the door frame to get from place to place, that sometimes you can just bend reality in this way. And this is another way of doing that, basically. We good?
And then
we're
two short messages from the Ostium network warning someone to stop doing whatever they were doing.
Oh, yeah. That was just that was a little releases I did to build up mystique and interest. And yeah.
I know as I was listening to it, I was just completely baffled by what was going on. And I'm like, all right. Someone from the Ostium network doesn't like what Monica said.
And you know who that was? That was me. Is my voice distorted to hell? If you change, what is it? Pitch. Pitch is really the key, where you can go high or low, and then all of a sudden you sound totally different. Yeah, it's really easy to do and very effective.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.